I feel like when you name your company, you start with a couple things. Number one is choose a name that doesn't box you into a corner. When your company is called TweetUp, right? Where do you go? When your company is called Uber Twitter, where do you go? Now, it is possible to get out of that, Salesforce.com being an example, right?
Yep.
But even Salesforce, it's hard to get people out of the mind of that being a CRM company. And let's say when you're a multi-billion dollar company, maybe you earn the right to be something different, but it's very hard to do. So that's number one. Number two is you have to make sure your website matches your company name. I mean, I see people do this all the time. There's a firm in town here called, I think it's called Passenger Direct.
Yes.
And they call the company Passenger.
Yep.
But I think the website is Passenger Direct. And I said to the CEO, like, shouldn't you call yourself Passenger Direct? Or shouldn't you change your company name? So I think that's rule number two for me. Now, another thing that I like to do, I believe in focus. So I think if you start in the U.S., you shouldn't have your Mexico strategy and your France strategy. But when you choose the name of a company, it kind of doesn't hurt if you try to choose something that might be easy to say in multiple places. So any rules you think I'm missing?
No, I agree with all those. The big one, I think, is that too many companies choose names that are too similar to too many other things. So I really like the name Wildfire, and you can see from their site how they sort of analogize that to what they do. I think that's very effective. Too many companies using the words blue or labs or 360 to pick on one of my own companies, they become too
And everyone these days is a Lee.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. Exactly right. And so I think, you know, you really want to create something that Mahalo is a great name as an example that people aren't going to confuse it with something else.
Yeah. And you'd be surprised if you go on to the domain sites and you want to buy a domain. I mean, it does take some capital. I don't want to say it takes no capital. But, you know, for $10,000, $15,000, which is a lot of money for a pure startup without cash. But once you've raised a little bit of seed capital, you can get a reasonable name. We have a company that bought the name Bedrock.
Yeah.
And some people could claim that sounds like the Flintstones. But I think you really can make a case that Bedrock is a memorable name that doesn't paint you into a corner once you get over the original Fred Flintstone thing.
If you think about the $10,000 or $15,000 cost up front versus if you're successful, how much you're going to be spending on marketing that name in the future, it's really worth it.
The other mistake actually now that I think about it, Mike, is I think a lot of people will do something like they'll buy the hyphenated name and then they'll say, well, when I get a little more successful, I already know who owns it. They're not using it. They're just squatting on it. I'm going to make a play for it. And I always say to people, by the way, the price is an inverse correlation to your success, right? You know, so I like the story that is you pick up the phone. I'm a struggling entrepreneur. I've got no money, nothing going on. And maybe even something like, I can really only afford $5,000, but I'll give you 2% of my company. Yep. If I build something big, imagine how much that's going to be worth. Or a payment stream tied to success over
sale.
A period of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there are creative things you can do. If I don't pay you the set amount of money over a three-year period of time, if I haven't paid you in 3 years, you own the URL back again. I mean, there are things one can do if you're creative and if you're on a budget.
Yep.
But I think saving the day to buy your URL is a risky strategy.
I agree.